Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
The chairman here at Muswellbrook is John Sutherland. Morning to you, John.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good to see you at Muswellbrook.
No, it's fantastic to be up here. We've been to a number of the country areas in the last few weeks, and it just gives the areas the vibe, doesn't it? A real positive feel about what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, country racing is really vibrant at the moment, and this is a great concept, and it just gives every country area an opportunity. Here at Muswellbrook, we're delighted to hold the sort of wildcard series, because we get everyone from all different regions, and the excitement just builds and builds into the grand final on Saturday.
Saturday week, April 6th it is there at Randwick. We'll talk to Dwayne about Sunday in particular, about everything that's going to go on, but this is a big 7 or 8 days, because you've got your meeting, the wildcard on Sunday, and then the following Friday, that's tomorrow week, you've got your cup meeting.
Yeah, well, a couple of years ago, we were fortunate enough to get the wild card, and on the back of that and the success of that it's been, because the first winner actually ran here on the wild card and then backed up the following Saturday and won the race and was actually trained at Muswellbrook, which was a double whammy for us. And on the back of that, we've sort of thought we'd build on the week and add our Muswellbrook Cup to the Friday, and we've got a charity golf day on Thursday. But just to try and make, you know, place our races, particularly our cup, it was sort of starting to get lost a little bit back in the end of the year, and we want to place it and mean something and build races around that. So even like on Sunday, we've got sort of 2-year-old races now, you know, got full nominations, and we've got a race there for the fillies as well. And it's just to build, so trainers have options to go either to Sydney or even, you know, further down the track. There's you know, more racing coming up, even up at Scone, the 2-day meeting up there. So
exactly, you've got to work. You've got to work it all together. Dwayne's just mentioned briefly just how dry it's been here, but you've had a little bit of rain, and this track, there's a dew on it this morning. You can see it as I look out onto the track this morning, and they mowed it yesterday. I wish I had grass like that at home.
Yeah, no, it's great, and great credit goes to Dwayne and the team here at Muswellbrook, and particularly sort of Steve, who's our curator. He's done a great job with it. That was another reason why we made the decision to move to now, because there's a bit more consistency. Back in November, December, it's you're sort of caught between sort of hot weather, and if it rains, then you're on a heavy track. And where it's a bit more consistent now, although we are in drought, the Cauquia grass has kicked in, and we're lucky enough, we've got a good allocation of water, and it all seems to feed in, and you can't beat that rain from the sky, which we got in the last sort of couple of days, and that's just topped it off nicely.
John, you know better than I, but if your eyes are good and you look right on the other side of the track, which is at the 1280 start, is that water going on the course proper or on the inside tracks?
That'd be the inside tracks. We haven't made a decision about the course proper yet, because we could get more rain.
Yep.
And we're just got to be mindful of it's a week, so we'll just sit on that.
See
for
what
a while.
Happens. Yeah. So there's been a lot of horses out here for track work, including a Noble Boy that we spoke about, and I know that there'll be ACT and Wagga horses, Scott Spackman's runner, in the race. Did he accept? Yes, he did. He took Cook of Cod. They're all coming up on Saturday, so they've got one night stays here. But no, it's a massive build up, mate. We wish you the best. I must admit, I've driven through Muswellbrook multiple times, and this is the first time I've stopped at the track. So it's good to be here and to have a look around the surrounds, because it's going to be warm. We can't get away from that on the weekend, but you've got plenty of areas where people can get undercover.
Yeah, no, exactly. And we're delighted to have you, Andrew. Thanks for calling in, and you're more than welcome to come back anytime.
No, we will.
No, we're looking forward to Sunday. It's the start of the week for us, and we've got plenty of facilities, Dwayne, and all his team have been working really hard to provide, the food and the beverages that go with that, and we've got the weather, so hopefully we'll get all the younger demographic to come out and enjoy the day at the races, style.
All right, so it's Sunday here at Muswellbrook. It's the Country Championship wild card. First and second make it through to Randwick on April the 6th, and then tomorrow week, that's the Friday, it's Muswellbrook Cup Day, so two good reasons on either of those days to come out. The drive's only 2.5-3 hours. You get freeway basically all the way now.
And I've got to add, Andrew, we've got an ambassador this year.
Lizzie.
We're always trying to build on what we've got, and we've got Lizzie Jelps as our ambassador, and I don't think you could have a better person. She's tipping fantastically at the moment. She's leading the boys, I think so.
She is. She's a beauty, and she's been out there in the marketplace publicising the cup, Lizzie Jolfs. And I've got to mention, because he'll be sitting at home going, come on, give me a mention. But Munsey's up here for the golf too, isn't he?
Yeah, we've got Munsey going at the moment. We've got people bidding to play with Munsey on Thursday.
Wouldn't be too many bids there, would there?
Well, I don't know. We'll have to keep that one close. We'll announce that. But no, we're looking forward to that. We've got the big sports breakfast on Friday morning.
Yes.
So we'll have TK and Laws up for that. And it's just a great week for racing and sports, really, like the golf's for a great cause, riding for the disabled. So, it's all coming together, and we're delighted to have yourself and Sky Racing to support us as well. So.
No, fantastic. All right, John, good luck with the weekend. We'll talk to Dwayne in the next 20 minutes or so.
That's great. Thanks, Andrew. Mate. Thanks for having me.